This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How do you do? 7 after the hour. It's the JV program. Thursday, April the 7th is what we are enjoying. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan Jay's off today. I thought we ought to discuss for a moment a group of people. Well, this is radio, sort of like Paul Harvey used to say, shop talk. The Citizens for a Republic, which is a political action committee, has called on the owners of radio station WMAL, number one station in Washington, to reinstate a morning co-host whose name is Amber Athey. I believe that's how her name is pronounced, A-T-H-E-Y. I don't know her, actually, but I know the story.
I don't either, but she's a rotating host, I think, on that station.
Yeah, she's not, you know, like you two are all the time here. But she was fired because she tweeted about Kamala Harris's outfit. Huh?
At what point?
Because she said it was UPS brown, and she was talking about the outfit, but of course people thought that, you know, made it about the fact that she was tweeting about Kamala Harris's skin color.
Well, the reason she said it is, what can brown do for you? Not much, or something like that. And so I guess, have forgotten that that was the slogan of UPS, was what can brown do for you, which was a stupid slogan, because brown's the ugliest color, so I don't know. But yeah, this was way overblown. Yeah, which is, yeah. So it was way overblown.
Right.
But she lost her job because of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's way overblown, but I mean, she lost her job. It's ridiculous. This will be the best thing that ever happened to her, because I think most people
no one knows who she is.
Yeah. Right.
Well, like, most people realize how dumb this really is, but it's Everybody needs to take a really big deep breath.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jennifer. Let's go down this street a little bit further. There was a political rally last weekend in Michigan, and a minister describes himself as an evangelist, said, quote, "Father in heaven, we firmly believe that Donald Trump is the current and true president of the United States. God bless him." Okay, and then there's music and applause in the background, that sort of thing. Is that going too far for a minister? Or is it going too far at all?
There's supposed to be a separation of church and state in this country.
Country is founded on Judeo-Christian values. I mean, that's why
it was also supposed to be founded on a separation of church and state, given all the religious persecution that our forefathers faced.
Okay.
I would say that their freedom of speech, which is afforded to all of us, should be available to men who are pastors as well, right?
All right, so then the woman...
Why is there a problem with
fired?
What he said?
I don't believe it to be true, but I just think that at this point this doesn't fix anything, and I think ministers ought to be fixing things. That's just my own read on it, but I don't have a lot of... Listen, I'm not a flag-waving zealot when it comes to religion. Matter of fact, I don't really like religion. I think I love God, and I love the idea of spirit and how we can't possibly imagine anybody with any brains that we're the top of the totem pole. It isn't the way it is. It doesn't make any sense to me that there isn't a power far greater than we are. Call it God, infinite intelligence, spirit, whatever you want to call it. Call it Yoda. But there's something a lot more powerful and intelligent than we are, as is proven every day by the fact that we can't seem to get along. And we have things like this that irritate people, or we've got bigger things like the Russians and what they're doing. There's very little morality in the world anymore, it seems to me. And if you really think that church is about morals and morality and ethics, then I think that's not immoral, but I think it's unethical, frankly, for that. Well, that's just me.
Well, that's a broad statement saying that all religion is unethical. I don't want you to get in trouble
for
that.
I didn't say all religion was unethical. Circumstance with this fellow saying what he did That's, I believe, to be unethical. Maybe what he believes, but that kind of manipulation, because people look to ministers, they look to priests. Look at what happened with the priests in the Catholic Church, with the kids, the altar boys trusted him, trusted them. And look at what happened with that trust. I don't know. I think we depend too much on what others teach us, and this goes back to my philosophy about what's being taught, whether it's parents or school. You're teaching your kids what to think rather than how to think, and I think that's a very dangerous place to be. And I use you, Jennifer, as an example. Your parents obviously didn't teach you what to think because they had direct opposite points of view, at least when it comes to politics, and you made up your own mind, it seems to me, based on what I know about your two parents, and I know them both. I know you and your life well, so I know you made up your own mind to believe the way you do. I'm convinced. I don't know anything about. I know a little about Victoria's parents, but my thinking is that she wasn't told what to think either. And I know my daughter and I were talking about this last weekend, how it wasn't any part of their upbringing they were told what to think. They were told to think for themselves, and she reminds me of that all the time when we disagree on things. So that's kind of the way it is, though. It ought to be. So let's take on one more challenge here. The Bidens think that we ought to give cell phones to illegal immigrants. In what world is that right? Why, then we better make sure everybody in America has got a free cell phone. If you're going to give them to illegals, then we better all have free cell phones starting right now.
Yeah, I'd like my free cell phone, $200 a month that I can.
How dare they? How dare they?
It's more incentivizing people to come here.
ICE can track them, by the way, guys. This is
Victoria. That's what they said yesterday. They're giving them cell phones.
Fox News likes to say, "Oh, free cell phones," and that's not the whole story.
This is how they explained it away yesterday.
These are people
because
who have...
they got caught red-handed with the program that's going to give cell phones to everybody. And so they said, well, you were using it because we have to track. Well, if you have to track, why are you letting people out into the country? I mean, this is ridiculous. They're giving people free cell phones. They're trying to hide it as a way to track people. They're not going to track one person using
that's
a cell phone. And the way that we
know
this...
I know you disagree with all this, but okay, that's not true.
Well, I disagree with the policies that this administration has at the border because there aren't any. Nothing is working. They're not sending people back. They're letting in 1 million people last year. We're on track to probably double that this year. That's dangerous for our country. It is not good. These people are not being checked. They are gang members. There are people who are now coming into the country to drug traffic and sex traffic. It's just not, it's not good. And I don't,
it doesn't make any, there's no common sense attached to it. That's all. That's my objection.
If they're giving everybody cell phones, then that should now be a new human right. We should all get cell phones.
Yeah, right.
It's a tactic that was used by Obama in low-income communities to give out cell phones. Now they're giving to people at the border.
So why is Governor Abbott sending illegals to Washington in a bus?
So that they can deal with them, because Texas is wide open, just like California is wide open, and Arizona is wide open.
Good for
so he says,
buses.
You know what? We're not going to do it. We're going to ship them over to Washington, D.C., and let them deal with it. I hope he's serious about it. I hope it's not just a publicity stunt. Should dump all of the people coming in Washington, D.C., and then all of a sudden you'll see somebody doing something about it.
Well, you've got to better have a lot of buses, because there are a lot of people wandering around in Texas that are not here because they're illegally here anyway. All right, so let's see. This is something that I want to get both of your thoughts on. Americans getting fancy now that we're done with the pandemic. Jewelry sales apparently are way up. Sales rose of like 80% from in March from year to year. And so where is this? Is this all charge card spending? People have the cash because they saved it during the pandemic. What kind of jewelry are we talking about? I guess
it's jewelry across the board. It's, you know, during the...
Jewelers, that stuff that comes out of there?
Sure, they're doing well. I mean, every jeweler is doing a lot of business. And, you know, when lockdown first happened and people weren't going anywhere, people who had a lot of money decided to buy diamonds. Diamond sales went through the roof during the pandemic. I mean, there were certain industries that really thrived as a result of everybody being at home. And so now that everyone's going to events again and, you know, and going out and having to buy a dress or a tux or a suit or whatever, jewelry's going right along with it. And so it's up 78%. I bought a lot of jewelry, actually.
I remember you said during the pandemic you were doing a lot of jewelry from Instagram, right? Were you getting hit up on Instagram for?
I was getting hit up on Instagram constantly, and so but I did buy a lot of jewelry and had nowhere to wear it.
Where do you wear it?
Except Zoom calls. Zoom for
how
like,
much jewelry do you
hours.
Have? Like if I broke into your
house, I wasn't buying diamonds.
No,
it's just like gold necklaces and stuff. It's not like anything that you know. I mean,
so it's
real gold, but it's you know.
Is it bling?
Yeah, it's. No, it's not that blingy. I'm not that blingy. I'm not like a, you know, I can't afford
diamonds.
I'm the bling.
I do bling.
Jen's the glitter and the bling.
I don't buy anything real, so I have a lot of jewelry that's all cheap. I don't have a lot of real stuff.
Where did that term come from, bling? Where did that come from?
It's blingy.
Blingy.
It blings at you. It's shiny. It's sparkly.
Blingy.
Yeah.
The new UFO report, Jennifer, you're in charge of that. Who's
I know, I need
what?
To do my homework. I have not done my homework yet, but...
Oh, I thought you were all over that.
Well, no, I told you I wanted to read the report, but it was like 1,500 pages of information that came out, so I haven't had a chance.
Who among us doesn't believe there are UFOs around? You want to raise your hand? There's like three people in
you
the
could,
country.
UFOs are unidentified flying objects, so you could have a lot of people say, I don't know what that was, but I saw something. It's aliens that you probably want to ask. You believe in outside life.
And should we call them aliens because aliens have a different, like the illegal immigrants are aliens. So maybe we better
be politically
come up with a
correct.
Different term.
The outer planetary or something like that, right?
Right. The outer planetary.
But this is pretty wild. So the Pentagon sent out, you know, because there's this order to start releasing information. So they sent out 1,500 pages. And in it, according to at least some of the headlines, unaccounted pregnancy and heart palpitations in the new documents.
You mean from these people that are coming, these beings from other planets?
So unaccounted pregnancies? Like, these women are saying, I was abducted and now I'm knocked up? Like, really?
The Pentagon says that UFOs have left witnesses with radiation burns, brain damage, and perceived time suspension, according to new interviews in these papers from 2010. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had sexual encounters, ESP development, I mean, all kinds of stuff.
You can be sure that'll be all over the DJV download today's
and a new
DJ.
Netflix series, I'm sure.
Check out the download every day for the story behind the stories at djvshow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Time for Victoria and I to go through some emphasis on Victoria here. Some of the things that are trending that you're following, including a story about Betty White, which comes up first right after this.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Easter style.
I love when everyone's dressed in their Easter best.
Then you need to check out the deals at Kohl's. I got 25% off the perfect floral dress, a new shirt for my husband for only $34.99, and got 25% off outfits the kids are going to look adorable in. Cue the family photo op.
Exactly. Did I mention you can also get an extra 30, 20, or 15% off with your Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash?
Looks like some bunny hunted down the savings.
Select style, 30, 20, and 15% offer ends April 16th. When exclusion applies, see store or Kohl's.com for details.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, Chief, we got a damaged RV on its way to the OR.
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of RV surgery.
Wait, are you promoting me?
Congrats, Martinez.
That RV's flatlining!
Well, that sounds like a job for the new head of nursing.
So you're just promoting everyone now?
Yeah, kind of looks that way, doesn't it?
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Alright, so let's get to the latest from Betty White. Yeah, she's still dead, but now, because she didn't have anybody really in her family, what's happening to all the things that were in her estate? Which she's
well,
that. Who's in charge of that?
I don't know who's in charge of her estate, actually. Her personal items, including a gold watch from her mother, and some other things, you know, paintings and awards and scripts and jewelry, red carpet outfits from the homes of of Betty White, like just different things that she's collected throughout the year, or throughout the years. This is all going to go up for auction on September 23rd to the 25th. And they said that this is an auction representing an incredible life and career. It's a lifestyle auction. This is going to be with Julian's Auctions. They do a lot of celebrity stuff.
Yeah.
All the items came from her home in Brentwood or her residence in Carmel in Northern California, where she had lived with her husband, Alan Ludden. And they said that the most personal item is a 14-karat gold watch that was gifted to Betty in 1940 with the initials TCW, which means Tess White, Betty's mom. And that,
I don't understand. What does that mean?
I guess that's her mother's initials. That was a gift to Betty. And so that watch is going up for auction. And so, yeah, there are a lot of different paintings of animals. We know that she was such a huge animal lover.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So there are a lot of personal things. And it'll be, yeah, they said that the value of the entire collection is between $1 and $2 million. And that's going to go, that starts September 23rd in Beverly Hills.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to watch that and see what the outcomes are.
I'm sure whoever is in charge of her estate, I'm sure in her will, she probably said if this raises $2 million, it goes right to animals.
Yep. Okay, so Channing Tatum is in a new movie. He actually has two movies out, one about the dog, which is supposed to be quite good. I haven't seen that yet. And then this Lost City thing that he did with Sandra Bullock. Good. Mm-hmm. It was good for him, not good for her. But apparently, Magic
What do you mean,
Mike,
not good for her? I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Stupid. She's much
Did you
better.
See it?
Yeah.
Didn't you didn't like it?
Awful.
Oh,
anyway,
that's a bummer.
Yeah. Well,
even with hot Brad Pitt?
Yeah, he was kind of stupid in it. I mean, it's just a stupid movie, but I think better of her, frankly, anyway. So the point that I was bringing up is that Channing Tatum's Magic Mike 3, he's got a new movie out where he, you know, swing and sway with him. Been big movie, $300 million around the world for this silly, stupid movie. That was kind of crazy. It's 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate is expected to confirm Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson today, securing her lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court. Three Republican senators, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Susan Collins of Maine, and Mitt Romney of Utah, have said they will support Jackson, who will replace Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires this summer. Democrat Senator Tim Kaine.
Stellar academic credentials, prestigious clerkships, a strong track record as a public defender and a member of the U.S. Sentencing Commission.
Opponents point out her soft-on-crime history and her inability to define a woman as grounds for Jackson not to be the next Supreme Court judge. Democrat-led House of Representatives last week approved a retirement bill for full benefits that would push back the age to 75, up from the current age of 72. That change, if it passes the Senate, would be gradually phased in by 2032. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
42-year-old Jose Elver, an illegal immigrant, was charged with one count of DUI manslaughter and three counts of DUI causing serious bodily injury, driving with an expired license, and driving with open alcohol containers. 72-year-old Perry Adrian Cole, a resident of Palmetto Bay, Florida, was killed in the DUI crash. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis wrote, "Just weeks after a Haitian criminal alien brutally murdered a Florida husband and wife in Daytona Beach, another innocent Floridian lost his life at the hands of an illegal alien in Walton County." End quote. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax Wednesday says that the country is about to see a tidal wave of illegal immigration with the Biden administration lifting Title 42.
"Well, actually, I think every state's a border state now, because the drugs that come across the border illegally, the human trafficking that comes across illegally, the criminals that come across illegally, they don't just stop in El Paso. They end up in places like Missouri and Ohio and Louisiana. So I think it's important for every state to stand up now and push back against this disastrous border policy. What you're about to see at the southern border with the lifting of Title 42, which is why we filed the lawsuit to stop it, is a tidal wave of illegal immigration we've never seen before."
The superintendent of Chicopee School District in Massachusetts, Lynn Clark, is on leave after she was arrested over accusations of making false statements in connection with sending threatening messages to a candidate for the chief of police job. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
All right, 34 after the hour now on today's DJV program. Today being Thursday, April the 7th. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, and my friend Uri Geller is here with us as he joins us frequently from his home in Tel Aviv, internationally known, someone who reaches into every stratum of the universe. How's that? You like that, Uri?
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so the UFOs, we were just talking, actually, before you came on, about this report that's out. And maybe, Victoria, you can summarize it better. Jennifer did a good job of summarizing. When I get talking about UFOs, I go off on a tangent. So, in essence, what is it that we have found when it comes to this new information? Because I know that, Uri, you have claimed that you were hit by a UFO or when you were a kid. I remember you telling that story before. So how does that relate to What's going on? Victoria, give in case
I haven't read the report, just for the record. Jen and I have not read it. Jen was talking about it earlier and said that there is a report. She hadn't read it yet, but there were certain things about, I guess there were some women or something who said they got impregnated. That's the most that I know about it.
All right, well, Larry didn't get impregnated, so what was your experience? What do you remember? And have you had more than one?
Well, Dougie, and hi, everyone. I'm looking out of my window, and it's about 2.5 kilometers from here where I had my first encounter. I must have been 5.5, 6 years old. I played in an Araby garden, and suddenly I saw out of nowhere appeared a sphere of light. I haven't seen an alien, but I have seen the sphere of light, and something zapped me, looked like a laser beam. I don't know how long I lay in the grass because it was so hard, it was so tangible that it pushed me into the grass. I ran home to tell my mom. She didn't believe me. She thought I was dreaming or I was making it up. But later on, an Israeli Air Force officer validated the story. He was walking back home, and he saw me in the garden and the sphere of light, and he claimed that it kind of followed me quickly. I ran across the street, and it exploded on the facade of our building. So that was one of the very
Could that have been something that gave you, I'm not reaching here, but I'm just thinking, because you have extraordinary mental powers, ability, bending spoons and all that stuff, which you're known for all around the world. Could that have been the source? Do you think there was an energy blast that you got that made you able to do stuff that other people can't?
Maybe, Doug. That's a great question. Everyone asks me this when they hear my story of the UFO. But, hey, listen, just recently, a few months ago, the Pentagon released footage from their fighter pilots, from their cockpit, and you can hear the pilots scream, "Oh, my God, what is this?" They filmed UFOs buzzing around in speeds that our technology today has absolutely no knowledge how you can achieve these kind of velocities. So they're beginning to now release information. Now, I was taken to a refrigerator room in NASA in a secret base, and the person who took me there was Edgar Mitchell, Captain Edgar Mitchell, the sixth man to walk on the moon with Apollo 14. He introduced me to Wernher von Braun, who wanted to meet me. By the way, Wernher von Braun's background was a Nazi. He came from Germany. Kennedy said, let's not put him on trial. Let's bring him to America and use his brains. So he showed me incredible things. I spoke to the spokeswoman of Wernher von Braun, his secretary. They all held pieces of UFOs that crashed on our planet. I mean, it's coming out slowly. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that they're among us. I don't know in what type of form, how, where, when, but they do exist. We are not alone in the universe. We are being visited, and maybe they are walking among us.
You told me once, I remember, when you had, as a matter of fact, I think it was around the weekend when you got remarried to your wife, Hannah, we talked a lot about the Beatles, and I remember you telling me that you had long conversations with John Lennon about the creatures that he was visited by. They were kind of like bugs, right? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Remember that, right?
Yeah, John Lennon wakes me up one morning. He lives in the Dakota building. I live on 57th Street and 1st Avenue. And he says, Ori, you've got to come quickly. Something unbelievable happened to me. I look at my watch. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, "No, John." But I jumped out of bed, met him halfway. He pulls out an object out of his pocket and says, take it. And I took it. It's very heavy for what it is. It looks like a bronze egg. And he says, "I'm lying in my bed in the Dakota building. Suddenly, I see a sphere of light." And that, you know, reminds me of the sphere of light I've seen when I was a boy. And he says, "An extraterrestrial hand reaches out of this, and I get it into the palm of my hand." You know, the first thing I asked him, "What did you smoke?" But he swore. He swore to me this happened. I also have his original drawing. It's in my museum in Old Jaffa, of a UFO that he drew. And, hey, I've spoken to people who really experience now immigration and then getting, you know, pregnant by an extraterrestrial. You know, I can't knock that. I can't discount that. It is possible. Hey, there are people who claim thousands of people claim that they were operated on by aliens. So hey, yeah, I'm a believer. How about this as a question?
Do aliens affect the animal kingdom? Like, with an alien, do we think, has there been any research, I wonder, about aliens affecting dogs or other animals that rock among us?
Well, let me tell you this, and I'll pose this as a question, and you'll see you have lots of answers from your listeners. Do you ever see a dead bird, really? I mean, you know, there are billions and billions and billions of birds, yeah? More than human beings in numbers. Where are they when they die? Where?
They drop out of the sky. I don't know. That's a good question. Who's ever thought of that before? I see dead squirrels around all the time. Well, okay, so what did you find out? And?
So the answer is, who knows, maybe it's to do with aliens. They disappear. They go into a different dimension. They are sucked into a black hole. They go into other realities. So we'll speak about that next time when we have more time. Because I'd love to know from your listeners, how many times did they see a dead bird? I mean, people die, they bury them, yeah? We get buried with our cemeteries. There are rituals. But dead birds, I mean, come on, where are they? There are billions of them dying every
Victoria,
day.
This one's on you. Victoria's going to do the research on that. And
where are all the dead birds?
Where have all the birdies gone? All right, Uri. Check out the
books. Okay, love you all. Bye.
All right, take care. Uri Geller. You know why I like him.
He's a trip.
He really is a trip. He's one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. And the fact that we've become such good friends over the years, I think I'm... You know, you, the girls, all three of them here tease me because, and my daughter used to say to me, she still does, Daddy, you're so strange. I just have different views. I don't have conventional views. I don't know whether I just came that way or whether it developed because I was I had lots of time on my own. I didn't have much parental influence, so my imagination worked a lot then as it does now to envision things that are not normal. And so, I don't know, does that mean I'm abnormal or people who have these thoughts? No, it's just different thinking. As long as we were talking about the Beatles, Paul McCartney is rattling around his home, his childhood home in Liverpool. If you ever saw the karaoke thing that he did with what's-his-face, James Corden, it's one of the best pieces of television that I think I've seen in years. And one of the things that made it so fascinating, I don't know, Victoria, whether you saw it or not.
Oh, sure, yeah.
He went into the home where McCartney and Lennon sat at the kitchen table and started writing when they were 14, 15 years old, lyrics and music for the songs that they started to record when they were 17, 18 years old. The original Beatles weren't called, well, it was spelled differently, I think, but they were called something else when they were like 13, 14 years old. But by the time they got out of high school, they were the Beatles. And there are a lot of things in that house. Apparently it's going to be opened up for other people who are like them to go in and see if you can write music. Are you going to be inspired by being in the home where their first Beatles music was written? I saw her standing there. It was written at that table among many others. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. And others. How did I do? Okay, Victoria? She loves you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Huh? Come on.
Give
Good me
job.
A break.
Good job.
Anyway, so well, I love... I'm an
but I think this is really cool. Because think
is.
About it. I mean, I think that the movie Yesterday, which is one of my absolute favorite movies to come along in many years, that's the movie where... Lily James stars in it, and the guy, it falls off his bike, and there's like a blackout, a global blackout, and he's the only one who ever remembers any Beatles songs. The Beatles never existed.
Oh, that was around, a couple of years ago.
That movie, it was adorable. And so that movie really brought a whole younger generation into appreciating how incredible the Beatles songs were. So I think it's a perfect time now to open up the McCartney household.
Yeah.
And let some kids go in there and get some inspiration.
Yeah, right. Speaking of inspiration, I like I can't pronounce her name right, Maim Bialik a lot. I think she's cute.
Yes.
I think she's smart. I think she's adorable on Jeopardy. I don't get the TV show that she's in, but at any rate, she somehow or other said something at one point that put her as a target for anti-vaxxers as an anti-vaxxer, but apparently she's clarified her stance. She says, my children are vaccinated. I don't know where you got that idea that I was an anti-vaxxer.
And you know, I hate to say this, but there are so many weirdos who are just, they're super fans of shows, and yeah. She's gotten attacked for being, like, the Jeopardy super fans are just bizarre people, and she's been attacked for really dumb stuff, and I think that I would not be surprised, I don't know, but I would not be surprised if they weren't the ones who started this whole rumor against her, because yeah, she's on an ABC network, it's owned by Disney, you have to be vaccinated to work on the show, on any of the shows.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's where it came from.
Yeah, well,
which is too bad, because she's really good.
You don't like her wardrobe, but
I want to get her a stylist so badly.
Good for you. That's your challenge. Doug and Victoria at 47 past the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR. Stat.
Right away,
yes. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most interesting artists and creators. Author, humorist, and radio personality Garrison Keillor has been a fixture in popular culture with over 30 best-selling books and his Prairie Home Companion radio program since the 1970s. And he has a new book entitled Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel. We caught up with Garrison to chat about his new book and the beginnings of the radio program that brought the fictional town of Lake Wobegon to life.
I simply go out and talk through a section, improvising, and it's educational. It's very instructive. I don't know that any other writers work in the same way, but it's a beautiful advantage to be able to go from the laptop and the screen, and 2 days later you're standing in front of 500 people and you are improvising your way through that same passage, and you get a response from the audience that you were hoping for. They believe you.
That's author and humorist Garrison Keillor, whose new book, Boomtown, a Lake Wobegon novel, comes out April 11th.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's a out of this world way to begin Chucker's segment. Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. All right, this is somebody playing a 45 record at 33 and a half RPMs. Is that what this is? Like the
it might be. Actually, that's the theme song to Twin Peaks, David Lynch's show that premiered this week, April 8th, 1990 on ABC. Became a huge water cooler hit for the first season, and then the ratings sort of fell out of the bottom. Only lasted two seasons, but they revived it a few years ago on Showtime. Very strange, very quirky, but the original show I enjoyed it immensely. I thought it was good. Really good.
Yeah, but they ran out of stories. That was the problem. The first season was great.
The tagline to the show was "Who killed Laura Palmer?" And when they reveal that, the show really creatively had nowhere to go.
See you later.
But it had a great one-year run, but it lasted 2 years, and it was a game changer on network television. You don't really get a lot of water cooler buzz shows on network television anymore. They're all on the cable and streaming stuff. Mm-hmm. That you get a lot. But also, I just want to point out, this day in TV history, 1979, the last episode of All in the Family aired after 205 episodes. Then it ran another 4 years as Archie's Place, which is not even close creatively. Or the script writing was pretty weak on that spin-off. But the original All in the Family, as we stated many times in the show, Doug, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, sitcom of all time.
All right, so let's do something new then. Netflix adding a short movie category because of what Pete Davidson did on SNL last week. There was he's done something. Wasn't there He's done something that wasn't just on SNL about long movies, right? Short movies.
No, he did. It was an SNL little.
Was it an SNL thing?
They do those pre-produced songs and videos, and so on Netflix, you should be able to sort by the length of the movie. And so Netflix, and it went viral, and everyone was like, yeah, Pete's making a good point here. And then Netflix said, hey, we actually do have that category. You have to search for it, but you can see short movies and movies under 90 minutes.
There's a couple of new streaming movies. I don't like even talking about these, but they caught my attention. The one that's coming out, I think, next week, They Call Me Magic, about Magic Johnson. What do you hear? What's the buzz on that? He's pretty interesting.
I don't know the buzz. I know Netflix has a series now on the Los Angeles Lakers in the introduction of Magic Johnson.
Yeah, that's really good.
I watched a few episodes. It was really good.
Yeah. And there's another movie coming out that is a mini series about Francis Ford Coppola called The Offer.
Yeah, that looks good. That's on Paramount. Plus, it's about the making of the original Godfather in 1972. Right. Has a good cast. That should create some good buzz and subscribers for Paramount Plus. Yeah. That's the whole idea. These streaming services, once you create a little buzz on something, people say, hey, I want to watch it. How do I watch it? Well, I got to subscribe. And hopefully, from a business point of view, once you subscribe, they want to retain you. So they have to keep content that interests you. So they basically, in the phrase of business, it's called banging the credit card once a month. If they're able to do that long term, it's going to be pretty good. Well,
Speaking of banging stuff, Mark Wahlberg has transformed his body. He's in a new movie called Father Stu.
I saw that.
You see that? He gained 30 pounds? Yeah. What in the world?
I saw that.
What's the movie about?
It's about a guy who gets in an accident and winds up becoming a priest and gives advice to inner city kids and inmates. It's a true story. I guess it was a pet project that he wanted to do for a long time, but he gained weight for the role. You go watch a trailer. It comes out, I believe, Easter weekend. It's called Father Stu.
There you go. Well, isn't Easter weekend this weekend? No, is that next?
No,
when is
the
that?
17th is Easter. Okay, I think it comes out on the 13th.
Week.
Yeah, it comes out on the 13th.
Right.
Because he's doing a lot of press for it right now. But, yeah, I mean, 11,000 calories a day is what he got up to eat. And he said it wasn't fun because he just had to force himself to keep eating. He would drink entire cups of olive oil.
No! I mean,
it's not... Yeah, I don't know why he just didn't wear a fat suit, but I don't know. It's not healthy.
No, it doesn't sound like... But he's... Apparently, I saw something... I don't forget what channel it was on. An old episode of The Wahlbergers with all three of the brothers. It was fun.
That was a fun show.
It was fun.
Didn't the mom die?
Yeah, the mom did die.
So
that's not it.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's the scoop. Trucker, got anything else? You got 10 seconds.
No, I'm good for today. Let me take a deep breath. See you tomorrow.
All right. Yes, you will. Man, you may not see us, but you'll hear us. This is the DJV program. You're going to hear us tomorrow with Chucker. Now it's 59 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.